Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about caring. And not the type of caring that we show to other people, but caring for people in our world when they might be unwell, whether they've got mental or physical health issues. And just what we can all learn from the experiences of carers, because we never know when we might be in that same position. What we know about the impact of caring for a loved one with a physical or mental health issue is that it has a really, really big impact on all aspects of well-being, from emotional well-being all the way through to social and physical well-being. And generally, there's a heightened experience of stress and distress, and we know that that undermines our sense of well-being. I think there's actually a lot that we can learn from carers in how they keep themselves well and how they handle really, really difficult situations that we can incorporate in our day-to-day. So what is it that allows carers to remain resilient and endure? I think the first thing that tends to happen is carers often are pretty good at expressing their emotions. The experience of going through these difficulties with a loved one are so challenging that it's impossible to continue to bottle up and pretend that we don't experience these emotions. These carers get a lot better at being able to express their emotions, whether it be through crying, whether it be through talking. And that's a really, really healthy thing. Bottling up things up over time is just really, really detrimental. The next thing I think carers do really, really well, and I think we can all do a little bit better, is just increase and grow our awareness. And in particular, carers, I think, can be really, really good at being able to be aware of their own stuff, their own barriers, their own belief system, their own expectations, and the ways that those can get themselves into emotional difficulty, the impact of those. And so caring presents an opportunity for people in that position to really be aware of their own stuff and look at and understand themselves in a much, much deeper way. And I think we can all, you know, do with a little bit more of that. Another thing I think, you know, allows carers to do what they do is a level of acceptance, of confronting the things that we simply cannot change. And allowing us to then stay in the everyday and meet the everyday reality, but also not look too far ahead and just cherish the moment and be in the moment and accepting of the fact that we are not in control of this process. And I think this also gives a lot of carers a lot more patience, or the opportunity to have grown a lot more patience over time. And that's, I think, something that we can all, you know, use a little bit more of as well. My last thing is, I think it's really, really important, and something that we can also take from carers, that it's really important to self-care. Carers are often other focused. There's a lot of energy and emotion spent on the other, and this can lead to burnout and fatigue, and that's problematic for everyone. We often say that if we don't look after the carers, then who's going to look after the loved one? And so the importance of self-care is really, really important. Sometimes what that means is that there's a humility that comes from caring, that we have to hand things over to the system, to the nursing home, to the hospital, to other members of the family, because we can't be and do everything all the time. And then also getting more and more comfortable doing some things for ourselves, whether that be a time in the garden, a nice walk, a cup of coffee, movies with friends, whatever it is that helps to recharge our batteries. So become your own carer this week with Mind Games.